Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm so glad that you guys are here. Thanks for joining us. Today, I would like to talk about a fruit of the Spirit, something that God's been working on in my heart and something that I've been working on, and that is self-control. In Galatians 5, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, right? And self-control is the last one. Being that they're fruit of the Spirit and being that they're there, the only way that I can fully access self-control is through the Holy Spirit, right? He's got to guide me through that. I mean, there's things that I can do in my daily life, but without the power of the Holy Spirit, I'll never do what I need to do that way. But, I mean, there's so many things in the life of a Christian where we need to exercise self-control, whether it's the amount of food we take in, whether it's the amount of drink, right? The movies that we watch, the things that we say, we need to exercise self-control in all of these areas. And in the world we live in today, that's not an easy thing to do. The opportunity to sin is everywhere. Left, you look right, up and down, it's always there. And as a Christian, we have to maintain that self-control. And I believe we're all born with something, we all have a sin that we can retreat to, if that makes sense, right? Things are getting hard. Oh, instead of turning to God, it's so much easier. Let's turn to this. And maybe that is being in control. Instead of turning to God, let's turn to this sin and let's find our comfort there, right? We have that sin of comfort, which we have to exercise self-control and not use, right? Sinning God as a Christian, it's hard for us to sin. And we need to exercise self-control in that area. Today I want to look at the story of Daniel, and we're just going to look at when Daniel and his friends were first taken into captivity in Babylon. Okay, so in this story, Nebuchadnezzar has come and he has taken over. They have besieged Jerusalem and they've taken the best looking and the most educated young men from the city, and he's going to take them and he's going to train them up in his palace, whatever you want to call it. He's going to train them up. And he is going to eventually use them as wise men, as advisors for the king. So Daniel comes in to this awesome job, and he's got work to do, right? It's not really awesome. He's in captive, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's an awesome palace. He's with the king. The king's giving him whatever he wants to eat. He's got a specific menu. And of course, all of those things go against what God has told him. So Daniel has to exercise self-control, and it's not just Daniel, right? It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think it's funny how those are the names we remember, right? We remember Daniel's name, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we remember their Babylonian given names and not their Hebrew names, but that's a squirrel, sorry. So we're going to pick it up in Daniel 1, and we're going to read how Daniel uses his amazing self-control here. And he is, again, a young man. I remember the worst parts of my self-control had to be when I was Daniel's age, and Daniel stands for what God has. So we're in Daniel 1, and we'll just start in verse 1. And just so you know, I like to read, I'm reading out of the New King James Version, so if you'd like to follow along and open your apps. Okay, Daniel 1, verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Asphenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel, and some of the king's descendants, and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve the king. Now from among those sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave to Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear, my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had sent over to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. And as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So, all these delicacies are given to Daniel with wine. And Daniel knows his Bible, and he knows that he can't eat those things. And out of self-control, he exercises it, and he says, I can't eat this. I don't want to. And he tells the guy over him, which God has given him favor in that, he says, can we do something different? And of course, the guy likes Daniel, but he's like, I don't know, I'm scared for my head, right? If you look different in front of the king, if your face looked down, if you look weaker, then I'm going to be in trouble. So then Daniel puts it to the test and says, watch how we can do it, right? And then after those 10 days, they look better and fatter, as the Bible says, than the other young men. So then they change the whole menu, right? So to better serve the king. And God blesses them. I love that. So through his steadfastness, through his self-control, at the end it says, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams, which that'll come in later in Daniel, right? We know that Daniel interprets several dreams and stays a wise man, stays advisor to several kings because of his faithfulness to God, because of his self-control and not choosing to eat what he was given, what everybody else was eating, right? So I don't know what you have in your life that you need to exercise self-control, but pray through that today. Remember Daniel, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and how they stood for what God called them, right? How they stood up and they did what they were supposed to, and how God blessed that. If we can stay steadfast in what God wants us to do, God will bless where he has us going. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and I thank you so much for Daniel. God, I thank you so much for your word. God, that we can look and see these characters of old who are human like us, God, but they just made great choices, God, and we can learn from them. God, I pray that as we go out today that you would help us exercise self-control in those areas where we may be a little weaker, God, and help us to stand firm in your word. God, help us to study your word and be strong in it so that we know where to stand firm. We know where to be steadfast, God, because that's what it's all about. We thank you for who you are and for your son, and we pray these things in his name. Everyone said, Amen.